Next on the teleconference is Michigan State center Jack Allen. Allen anchors a Spartan offense that averaged more than 33 points and nearly 400 yards of offense per game. Jack, thank you very much for joining us.
Hello.
Hello, Jack. Do we have you?
Yeah. How you doing?
Sounds good. I'm doing well. How are you, Jack?
I'm good.
All right. We'll go ahead and take questions right away here.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Hondu Carpenter, Spartan Nation.
Hey, Jack, you've talked to me several times about football and keeping it fun, even in tense situations. I'm wondering, have you seen all the social media memes of you calling for Allen for Heisman? And how much did that running play just keep it fresh and keep it fun, which is something D'Antonio says he strives to do?
I know it's something that's kind of cool for an old lineman to do. You don't see it every day, and it just keeps everything light and keeps everybody happy and stuff like that. But I think at the same time, it gives a lot of fat guys like myself around college football some hope. So.
And following up, Jack, real quick, have you seen all those social media things? And I'm sure you've heard about it from your brothers. Could you talk about the reaction to that?
Yeah, I'm not a big social media guy, but I've gotten texts from numerous people and stuff like that, and it's kind of funny, so it's good, though.
Our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Jack, how would you describe what Connor Cook's demeanor is like during the game?
He's a very intense guy, a big competitor, and he's always locked in pretty much the whole game. I wouldn't say he's as loose as some of the O-linemen or other guys on the team, but he's always locked in, and he always wants to be perfect. And even when he does make a mistake, he has a short memory, and he just comes out and keeps playing.
And when he wasn't able to play in the Ohio State game, what was he like there? Was he more to himself or cheerleading, or what was he up to?
He was obviously disappointed coming from Ohio and not being able to play those guys for the last time. But at the same time, I think he kind of understood what he had to do, and he had to lead in different ways than he normally does out on the field. And I think he did a great job helping out Tyler and Damian Terry out there.
All right. Thanks.
Our next question comes from the line of Graham Couch with Lansing State Journal.
Hey, Jack. I wonder what the benefit is of really disliking an opponent, like having a rivalry over years with a Michigan or Ohio State or somebody like that. And when you get an Iowa, is there a way to build a dislike, and is that important over a week's time?
I don't know. I would say you always want to win, and everybody's pretty much a rival, and I wouldn't even say dislike. You just want to win, and you play at this kind of level of football. Everyone's a competitor, and everybody wants to be the best. So I think it's just another – this week's just another big game against another great – it's going to be another great competition against Iowa, and I don't think you really have to build up a dislike or anything like that. You just got to – prepare like you have been all year, week in and week out, and be ready for the game.
As you've watched film on them early here, if you have, what have you noticed that makes them, because I'm sure you haven't seen a lot of common opponents this year, what makes them 12-0? Why are they better than people sometimes give them credit for?
I would say they're a very tough football team, and they're very football sound. You don't see many guys out of place, and there's always guys holding their gaps down, and they're just a smart, disciplined, tough football team.
Thanks, Jack.
Our next question comes from the line of Scott Dodderman with Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Yeah, Jack, kind of take me back to 2013 a little bit. You were a starter on the offensive line, and when Coach D'Antonio made the switch to Connor, and Andrew Maxwell was one of your captains, and he still went to Connor. What was kind of going through your mind about that? Did you see something in him at that point that could kind of propel you to where you are today?
When something like that happens, I think as a player you're not really too concerned about it. I think the biggest thing that everybody wants is just to come out with a win. it's hard to win every weekend, and we're just trying to get a win. But I think everybody was pushing for Connor and pushing for Max. Well, you always want to see your friends succeed.
When you look at those situations are, you know, highly either emotional or controversial, or there's a lot of speculation about it. When you make those changes, how divided was your locker room? How divided do you think most locker rooms would be when you either change quarterbacks midstream or decide to shelf somebody completely?
To be honest, around here, I don't think anybody's ever really divided. You see it at our running back position all the time. We have four guys that go in there all the time, and they're jumping around, and nobody's rooting against each other, and we have great chemistry in the locker room no matter what. And you see those guys in any room, really, even if they're not in, they're rooting for the guy who's in front of them. And I don't know, I think that's something special that this team has.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Mike Griffith with MLive Media Group.
Hey, Jack. Just flashing back to your recruitment, I know you were a state champion wrestler in Illinois. Iowa, of course, with their tradition in wrestling, one of the schools that offered you. Did you visit there, and what is your impression of just Iowa football in general as a guy that probably took a pretty long look at the Hawkeye?
Yeah, I think my final decision came down to either MSU or Iowa, and Iowa is a program. They're coached by a great coach. Kirk Ferentz is a great guy and a great coach, but I don't know, for them, I think they preach toughness and hard work and discipline, and I think that's very similar to here.
Our next question comes from the line of Chris Flory with Lansing State Journal.
Hey, Jack, how important is it to have that experience down at Indy, and what kind of things do you guys, the senior group, do to make this a business trip and not have any type of nostalgia, I guess?
It kind of helps our senior class and the team for the guys that have been there before, and you're not as wide-eyed when you first get there, but we've been through this, and we know that it's a business trip, and we know the task that we're trying to complete is, and I think we're all just going to stay focused, really. We've been there before, and we know what needs to get done.
Thanks, Jack.
Jack, thank you very much for your time, and we'll see you down in Indy.
Oh, thank you.